Hello and good morning. This is Market Minutes and I'm your host Nishita. It's Thursday, January 13, and we have got plenty to unpack today before the markets open. Indian equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty 50 are likely to open muted today, tracking global weakness after the US Federal Reserve's policy decision. The Fed kept the benchmark interest rates unchanged as expected by Wall Street. In the previous session, the Sensex and Nifty gained for a second straight day, powered by strong gains in banking and IT stocks. Barring Nifty FMCG, which dipped 0.4%, all other sectoral indices closed in the green, while investors were closely watching for Federal Reserve's interest rate decision, which could set the tone for global markets. The Nifty Bank Index extended its 1.7% rally from the previous session, climbing another 0.6% after the RBI announced fresh liquidity measures. Bond purchases and dollar rupee swaps, moves that analysts say might be a precursor to a rate cut next month, are expected to inject $17.39 billion into the banking system. With the recent cash crunch driving up short-term lending rates, this injection comes at a crucial time. The Nifty IT Index surged 2.4%, snapping a two-day losing streak as global tech stocks rebounded. Earlier this week, the sector was rattled by the debut of DeepSeek, a Chinese AI startup offering a low-cost alternative to ChatGPT by using smaller data models and less expensive chips. This had raised concerns about the sustainability of current AI demand projections, but those fears now appear to be easing. Analysts believe that the IT's strong performance in the previous session was likely just a bounce after the sharp sell-off globally. Despite the recent rebound, Sensex and Nifty are still down about 11.5% each from the record highs on September 27 and are on track for the longest monthly losing streak in 23 years, weighed down by earnings worries and economic growth concerns. On the technical charts, the Nifty rebounded strongly from its key support of 22,800 and managed to close above 23,100, a significant monthly support level. If Nifty sustains above 23,300 in the coming sessions, it could extend its upside towards 23,650 and 23,800. Conversely, a break below 22,800 may lead to increased downside pressure. The broader markets outperformed the benchmarks, with both BSE Small Cap and BSE Mid Cap snapping a three-day losing streak and rising 3% each. Over to global markets. Canada's main stock index rose on November 29, led by mining shares after the Bank of Canada cut policy rates by a quarter percentage point to 3%. The central bank also lowered its 2025 growth forecast to 1.8%, from 2.1% projected in October, and warned that a US-triggered tariff war could have serious economic consequences. Meanwhile, markets are waiting for the European Central Bank's policy decision with expectations of a 25 basis point deposit rate cut. In the US market, equity indexes edged lower, and the dollar held firm after the Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged at 4.25 to 4.5%. And offered no clear timeline for future cuts. With inflation largely stagnant in recent months, the Fed removed its previous mention of progress towards its 2% target, stating instead that price pressures remain elevated. Turning to Asia-Pacific, Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 0.1%, while the broader topics remained flat in a volatile trade. Several regional markets were closed for the Lunar New Year holiday. Back home, all eyes are on market reactions to quarterly earnings of Tata Motors, Bajaj Finance, Voltas, Raymond, Chalet Hotels and others. Additionally, results from Adani Enterprises, Larsen & Toubro, Adani Ports, Bajaj Finserv, GAIL India and over a dozen other companies are due today. It's time for our Voice of the Day segment. Today we are joined by Kranti Bhatini, Director of Wealthmill Securities, who will share insights on the possibility of a pre-budget rally amid persistent FII selling.
Market seems to be getting into a mood of pre-budget rally. But one thing is, one positive takeaway for this market is, as and when Nifty came below the 23,000 level, there was a fear mongering in the market and also panic selling, what we witnessed last 1 weekend. But we can see some kind of bottom fishing and also some kind of short covering made this markets to sustain above 23,000 level. Whether this can be perceived as a pre-budget rally, definitely can be perceived as a pre-budget rally. So that means the anticipation around the budget has been going up in the market. So we need to wait and watch how the budget is going to be, whether we get shocks from the budget or sops from the budget. That's where the way from here going to get determined. But by and large, foreign portfolio investors have been the net sellers. If we can get some kind of respite from the foreign portfolio investor selling, we can see some kind of sustainability in terms of further rallying further. That is the extremely crucial data to watching. By and large, the domestic liquidity is quite strong. That's where the sustainability and the resilience is coming at this point of time.
That's all for today's episode of Market Minutes. As always, stay informed, stay invested, and stay tuned. I am Nishita signing off. See you next time.